Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA.
Covington playing Levine, topside three ball, bam! Onions, baby onions! Zach Levine in the Bulls!
Your number one source for Chicago Bulls news and stories.
Levine to White, this time he gives it to Williams for three.
The rookie! The Pooja! What a shot!
Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
Jordan Malley. Jordan, great to see you. Through our 670 score scope. Yep.
Where is he?
And it's right over there, Bill.
Are you flat out kidding me?
Matt Peck used to do a great job with the Bulls Outsider Show. Now he's doing Locked On Bulls.
There he is, human floor burn.
Oh, don't mess with the Pooch.
But what's his crossover? Bulls bird of free league ghost.
Oh my goodness.
So kick back. I'm not. Relax. And get ready for the best hour of your day.
You can just see the vibe.
And these guys are men.
Locked On Bulls starts now.
I love it. Pass to Levine with a right-handed jackhammer slam. Oh, my goodness, that was filthy.
Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
I'm getting out the dancing shoes.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Matt Peck, also host of the Bulls Outcast on Hot Mic. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls underscore Peck. You can follow my co-host Jordan Malley at Jordan C. Malley. And you can follow us at Locked On Bulls. Shoot us an email, lockedonbulls@gmail.com. And of course, that text and voicemail line is always there for you, our fellow Bulls fans, at 331-979-1369. Send us all of your texts and voicemails on Bulls, NBA, or whatever's on your mind. Also, another quick reminder that we are now on YouTube. Check out YouTube. Subscribe to the Locked On Bulls channel on YouTube to get all of our episodes in video form. Because, you know, we know you want to see my and Jordan's beautiful faces. Plus, when we hit the 300 subscriber mark on YouTube, we're going to give out a Zach Levine jersey for free. It could be you. So go subscribe to Locked On Bulls on YouTube. Couple of things I wanted to get to today. First, a reminder, though, that the NBA playoffs are here. Thank God. Don't miss the big storylines and team previews you can find every day on the Locked On NBA podcast. Follow the Locked On NBA podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, few things that I wanted to touch on today. The biggest name in the NBA is still LeBron James, and there's a lot going on with him recently. He got poked in the eye, and maybe we thought he was dead. The Lakers win the huge showdown against the Warriors in that 7-8 play-in game, and the Lakers are playoff bound. Meanwhile, LeBron had some interesting comments about the NBA players getting vaccinated or not getting vaccinated and either choosing to or choosing not to share that information with the media, especially as earlier today, Dave McMenamin of ESPN reported that the Lakers coach Frank Vogel anticipates that as of tomorrow, the Lakers will, as a team, meet the 85% vaccinated threshold to have some restrictions lifted on team activities. So I want to talk about that. Also want to take a quick glance at some former Bulls who are in these 2021 NBA playoffs, and one in particular who was doing his best to do some trolling, and wrap things up with a look at a familiar name, speaking of former Bulls in the playoffs, who could come into the picture as the Bulls search for a point guard. All that on today's episode of Locked On Bulls. So, let's start with this. LeBron James, the biggest name in the NBA. One of the biggest names in American sports right now, and has been for the last damn near 20 years. The media always wants his opinion. Whatever the talking point of the day is, basketball or otherwise, especially with the bubble NBA happening, when George Floyd happened, the Bucks as a team protesting and deciding to sit and not play a game. Whether it's basketball, politics, American society, and everything in between, LeBron James is the name that NBA media goes to say, hey, LeBron, what's your opinion on X, Y, and Z? In some ways, is that unfair to LeBron? Yeah, probably. It's similar to that refresher course we got during the Last Dance of Michael Jordan not wanting to vocally support an African-American political candidate in his home state. A big, big election at the time against a aging white supremacist who clearly was the antithesis of the up-and-coming African-American candidate of the Democratic Party, who was trying to rid all of those horrible elements to politics in this country. And MJ refused to do it. He said, I'll send the guy a check for his campaign, but I'm not that familiar with this guy. I don't know this guy, so I'm not going to come out and vocally support someone that I don't know in a situation that I haven't familiarized myself with yet comfortably to talk about it. And that, I think, was fair of Jordan to say and fair of him to do, and a lot of people still burned him for it. You're Michael Jordan. If you, as a native of North Carolina, come out and say, hey, vote for this guy, you could have swung that election. And he didn't. And hey, the old white supremacist won. Fast forward, you know, 3 decades or 4 decades, and LeBron is getting some scrutiny from a recent comment where a few weeks ago, his teammate Dennis Schroeder said that he was one of only a couple of teammates in his that he was aware of that had not yet received the vaccination, in addition to LeBron. He threw LeBron's name out there and a few weeks ago basically said, yeah, I haven't been vaccinated, neither has LeBron. And then just a couple days ago, when asked again, have you been vaccinated? Have you not been vaccinated? What's up? LeBron said, it's not a big deal. Opted to not confirm nor deny that he has gotten the COVID-19 vaccine. Well, again, the biggest name in the sport, in the league, and you're talking about the league starting to lift sanctions and regulations on teams who reach a threshold of 85% tier one team personnel being vaccinated. And this is the biggest icon of the league, and he's sitting this one out? Yeah, sorry, y'all. It's fair to say none of your business, right? At the same time, LeBron knows that he is the biggest face of a league that's all about entertaining and making money. And, gee, did he enjoy having some Lakers fans back in the stadium for some home games to round out the regular season and now into the playoffs? Why? Why are fans now allowed to be in stadiums? Limited capacities, but growing capacities? Take Wrigley Field, for example. Rich recently increased its capacity from, I think, 25 to 60%, and there is an entire section of the stadium reserved for vaccinated people that does not require social distancing between seats in the bleachers. Sports fans are getting the opportunity to go back to stadiums back after over a year without it. I've been to Wrigley Field already this spring. I was at the United Center for the Blackhawks home regular season finale. It felt amazing. It felt like my life was, as a sports fan, returning to normalcy, returning to some of the activities that I cherish being able to do. Why are we able to do that? Because people are getting vaccinated. And for LeBron to just basically say, no comment, when if LeBron, for all of the other for all of the other stances he's taken, for all of the other things that he has supported or condemned when it comes to not just the sport of basketball, but politics and like society in this country, he often has lots to say. But on this, a safe vaccine that is allowing teams in the NBA and other professional leagues across America to have fewer of these annoying rules to have to follow if your team meets that threshold of vaccinated persons, and it's allowing fans back in your stands, allowing the teams and the league to make more money again? What about that is bad? What about that is bad? And what is LeBron afraid of? I'm not insinuating there that he's afraid of getting the vaccine, but in the world of media, and if I make a comment on this one way or the other, how will it come back to bite me in the ass? If I take a stand on either side of this fence of get vaccinated or not vaccinated / it's none of your damn business, is that what is stopping LeBron from saying, yeah, I got vaccinated and you should too? How hard is that? How hard is that? It's frustrating. It's frustrating from the biggest face of the NBA. But again, this is not something that's necessarily new, and it's something that MJ received criticism for back in the day himself when he did not take a stand on something that people wanted him to take a stand on. Okay, now that I got that, you know, angry and quasi-political rant out of the way, we can get to some more fun topics, including some former Bulls in the playoffs. First, though, wanted to tell all of you guys about Headspace. Wouldn't it be great if there was a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep, focus, act, and be better? Well, there is. And if you have just 10 minutes, Headspace can change your life. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. It's the only meditation app advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can make you feel better. Overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. I've used that one a few times recently because, as some of you may have seen from my posts on Twitter and Instagram, I'm going through a move right now, just recently closed on a condo. Moving is stressful. I've been using these little 3-minute meditations from Headspace, and they really have helped me just kind of take a few deep breaths and restart my batteries during some stressful times. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier. And Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/lockedonNBA. That's headspace.com/lockedonNBA for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. So head to headspace.com/lockedonNBA today. Today's episode is also brought to you by our great friends at Built Bar. Did you know Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors plus the occasional limited time flavors that they rotate in and out? And I believe right now that delicious birthday cake with sprinkles flavor is available for a limited time. So go to BuiltBar.com and get yourself a box. If you don't know these Built Bar flavors, you're missing out. You got coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, salted caramel. There's something for everyone. If you haven't tried all these flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get 2 of each of their 9 always available flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they are healthy too. Most of these Built Bar flavors have 17 grams of protein, but only 130 calories. Just 4 grams of sugar and 4 grams of net carbs. So go to BuiltBar.com right now and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your first order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Okay, former Chicago Bulls in the NBA playoffs. There are a lot of them when you think about it. You had the brief playoff or play-in appearance from the Indiana Pacers and one Dougie McBuckets. Pacers won the first play-in game in a laugher beatdown against Charlotte, and then Washington returned that favor right to them in the game between the 9-10 winner and 7-8 loser, which is why we see Washington in the playoffs right now. They're actually, I'm recording this on Sunday afternoon where they are in game one against Philly as we speak. We will get to the Wizards in a second, but you also got our old pal Luke Kornet in a Boston Celtics jersey. And not only that, you got Jabari Parker playing for those Boston Celtics. Man, I got myself a good chuckle when I saw James Harden just cross up the ever-living shit out of Jabari in one of those first games on Saturday night. But hey, it's okay because people don't get paid to play defense in the NBA, as Jabari famously himself said. The Knicks taking on Atlanta in game one of that 4-5 series later today. You got Derrick Rose and you got Taj Gibson, the OGs from the Tom Thibodeau era, and Tom Thibodeau himself as the Knicks head coach, vying for potentially a strong finish in the Coach of the Year voting for the work he's done turning that Knicks program around so quickly. Even in Atlanta, oh man, remember that guy Chris Dunn? Not a whole lot of minutes. You got playoff Rondo in full swing. Mavs upset the Clippers in game one of that series earlier this weekend. Playoff Rondo, always exciting. And, you know, the source of one of my most aggravated talking points among Bulls fans. If only Rondo didn't break his thumb in that Bulls-Celtics series from the Three Alphas season. Speaking of the Three Alphas, Jimmy Butler and his Miami Heat in their weird-ass Pacers yellow jerseys went down in a nail-biter in a knockdown dragout game one against Milwaukee yesterday that went to overtime. Giannis in the free throws. Whew, man, that was a nail-biter. Jimmy hit a big bucket driving past Giannis with a nice banker, essentially at the buzzer to send that game into overtime. The Heat fall short there. We'll see what the Heat can do to try to bounce back. Jimmy had a rough night offensively yesterday. Not a good shooting night for him. And, you know, obviously a lot of people were thinking, hey, this could be an upset here. Look at, you know, this kind of, it's basically a rematch. Slightly different rosters for each team, but Heat Bucks. And that was the big swinger where all of a sudden people were like, wait, are the Miami Heat led by Jimmy Butler for real? Made their way all the way to the bubble final. So we'll see what happens there. But Jimmy's doing his thing. So ex-Bulls, former Bulls, all over these NBA playoffs right now. And speaking of the Washington Wizards, we got to talk about this. Okay, bless Daniel Gafford's heart. Shout out to my guys, Big Dave and John, who have been diehard Gafford stands since day one. You know, we spent so many episodes of Outsiders. Jordan and I have spent so many episodes of here, Locked on Bulls, talking Wendell versus Gafford. It was a big talking point this past, you know, the 1920 season when Gafford had some big games off the bench and Wendell was struggling. And again, this season. So now they've both been traded away. Our two centers that Bulls fans were arguing back and forth over for over a year, they're both gone. And Wendell's Orlando Magic definitely turned into the tank. But there's Gafford playing significant minutes, quality minutes, for this Washington Wizards team that came out of nowhere. I think I saw a stat that was like, as of April 10th, the Wizards had a 0.6% chance to make the playoffs. They were dying. They were going nowhere. They get some epic performances for Russell Westbrook. They get, you know, some healthy Bradley Beal back. Beal's shell for a while. They squeak into the play-in and they win their way into the actual playoffs. Good for the Wizards and good for Daniel Gafford, who, by the way, as I'm recording this right now, midway through the third quarter of Sixers-Wizards game one, which is a 4-point Washington Wizards lead at this very moment. Gafford has 6 boards on 3 of 3 from the field, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists in 9 minutes off the bench. He's a plus 25. He's a plus 25, you guys. In 9 minutes, he's a plus 25. How is that possible? The next highest is Beal at plus 12. Daniel Gafford, play the man. Oh my goodness. Gafford is contributing to this team and obviously has benefited from having a dude like Westbrook who can find him and let him be his effective self of rolling to the rim, crashing the boards, getting lobs, getting easy dunks, scoring at will around the basket. And of course, the intensity and the shot blocking on the defensive end. We've known that about Gafford since day one. He is in a position now where he is allowed to thrive in his new environment and be his best self. And he's been appreciative of that. Saying, you know, after one of the recent games, I think one of the playing games, just something along the lines of, I'm just really thankful that I have this opportunity to show people what I can do with my new team. And I'm really happy that my new team has the faith in me to go out there and help the team win. Something to that to that effect. Great, great to hear from a great dude like Daniel Gafford, who is thriving in his new role on his new team. Meanwhile, our pal Chandler Crutchsore Shins is on the Kitty app, TikTok, talking shit and bragging about how he, you know, got traded and helped his new team make the playoffs. Helped? Whew. Playing a little fast and loose with the word helped there, guy. And this is coming on the heels of, if you recall, a few weeks ago, in his first and probably only really useful appearance in a Wizards jersey this season, where he had, you know, whatever it was like 15 points and five boards off the bench or whatever it was, and he had that tweet about, like, hey, one man's trash, ... cry laughing emoji, in reference to, hey, the Bulls thought I was trash, they didn't want me, well, look where I am and look what I'm doing. Yay for me, Chandler Hutchison. Such a solid contributor to my playoff-bound team. And he was just laughing in this TikTok video that was all over Twitter the other day. Clearly laughs directed at the Bulls. And look, it's not like he's the first person in recent history to get traded away or leave the Bulls and have a joke to make, a not-so-nice comment about the organization. Because go down the list, Hutch, Jabari Parker. Oh, hey, another former Bull in the playoffs right now, Bobby Portis of the Milwaukee Bucks. Remember Bobby's comments after leaving Chicago? So this isn't new, but it's funny because it's Hutch. And you look at what he has done for this team, other than that one day where he had a decent game and immediately went on social media to brag about it. One man's trash. And then the Wizards make the playoffs, and now he's on TikTok, and he's laughing about it. Get traded, help my new team make the playoffs. Dude, what have you done? Gafford is humbly saying, hey, I'm glad for the opportunity, happy to be here, glad that my team believes in me. And Hutch is the one talking shit? If anybody should be talking shit, it's Daniel freaking Gafford, who was maybe not given as many opportunities as he should have been while he was in a Bulls jersey. By the way, that hilarious plus 25 that Gafford has in their first playoff game against Philly on this Sunday afternoon, Hutch, late third quarter, has yet to enter the game. So far, DNP, coach's decision. And in case you were curious what Hutch's numbers are for the Wizards in totality this season, in the 18 regular season games he played for the Wizards after the trade, he averaged 15 and a half minutes. He shot 40% from the field. That's right, 40% from the field. 5.2 points, 3.2 rebounds. Half an assist, half a steal. That's it. That is the one man's trash, another man's treasure. Helped my team make the playoffs, Chandler Hutchison. Good for you, Hutch. Good for you, buddy. What the hell are you doing? Makes you wonder even more intensely about the weirdness that was Hutch's final weeks and months in Chicago before that trade, where he had COVID, he was cleared from COVID health and safety protocols, and then basically the team issued a statement that was like, so Hutch recovered from COVID, and he's been cleared to play, but he's not going to play. And we've talked with him about it. Billy Donovan was asked about it. Donovan talked about it to the media, basically like, you know, Hutch is in a tough spot. You know, he's a nice young kid, and, you know, we're dealing with some stuff, and you know, he's not going to play. There really wasn't much of an answer. And we wondered, is this because he's experiencing lingering effects from having COVID? And he doesn't really feel fully ready to play? Well, based on this eagerness to go out and prove himself with Washington, it doesn't really seem like that's the case. Did Hutch or his management get wind of the fact that the Bulls were chopping him after, you know, a small sample size with, you know, AK Eversley and Donovan watching? They decided, this kid, let's see if we can include him in a trade package. And Hutch and his agent heard about this and said, all right, well, if you're about to trade me, then I'm not going to play. I'm not going to risk injury before getting traded to a new team. So just sit me, and I'll just sit here until you trade me. Maybe that's what happened? Because we never really got a full explanation on what exactly was the reason for his absence after he returned from COVID health and safety protocols. And it was weird. But here he is, talking mad shit, because he's helping the Wizards win, and he helped them get to the playoffs. Okay, dude. Okay. Okay, one more former Bull I want to touch on who's about to play their first playoff game of the 21 NBA playoffs and the Bulls' backcourt situation. First, though, want to tell you all that today's episode is brought to you by Indeed. You're hiring the expert for your company. And what you really need is help making your shortlist of quality candidates. You need a hiring partner who helps make your life easier. You need Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview, all on Indeed. Get your quality shortlist of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster. Only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications and schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. With tools like Indeed Instant Match giving you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately. And Indeed skills tests that on average reduce hiring time by 27%. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/locked. That's a $75 credit at Indeed.com/locked. Indeed.com/locked. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply. All right, y'all. D. Rose is about to attempt to lead the Knicks on a playoff run with his old friends, Taj Gibson and Tom Thibodeau. I saw a post from Joakim's Instagram yesterday that made me real weepy of him and D. Rose hanging out together, arm around arm, and, you know, called D. Rose his brother, said he was proud of the way that he's persevered and proud of the way that he's fighting and back in the playoffs and making a difference. It was heartwarming. And it made me miss those days a lot, as I'm sure all of you do, especially around this time when fan bases of other teams are geeking out and blocking off their calendars because they are watching their teams play playoff games. And it's been a while since those of us in Bulls Nation felt that energy, that excitement, and that pride of our team. And so, you know, I saw that picture of D. Rose and Joakim, and man, weren't those fun days? And I know some of you might be familiar with this, you know, mostly fun and you know, poking fun feud that I've had with my guy Kendall Gill over the last few years about Derrick Rose and the idea of him coming back to Chicago and wearing a Bulls jersey again. And you might, if you're aware of that, be aware of my stance over the last several years that it was too soon, that Derrick wasn't ready, and that this fan base and this team wasn't ready to bring him home, for him to come home. And it seemed like so many people who are either Bulls fans and or D. Rose stans ignore a couple of really crucial points. Like, if he came home, would he be thriving and as happy as he is in these other situations where he makes his big comeback and his 50-point game in Minnesota where he's, you know, with Tibbs and, you know, not a huge spotlight on him. And Detroit, you know, not too far from Chicago, Midwest, still kind of close to home, not a team with a big spotlight on it. Not a big market team, not a team expected to do a whole lot. Plays well with them. And so now, second stint in New York, first stint went terribly because expectations were huge and Derek was going through some shit off the court and it all crumbled. And remember, he had like the MIA, like he went AWOL, and his then Knicks teammate Joakim was asked, like in the locker room, he's like, I have no idea where Derek is. Remember all that shit? Crazy, right? I have always worried about Derek being under too much of a microscope and having too much pressure on him if he came back to the Bulls too soon. Let him thrive and let him reinvent himself away from the city and the organization that, yes, immediately fell in love with him and supported him through, oh, wait, not thick and thin. This team and this fan base in this city fell in love with Derek, and a lot of people fell out of love with him. And a lot of people said nasty shit about him. And as someone who has been on the record saying I didn't think D-Rose's comeback was a good idea, at least not yet, you might think that's because I was someone who was chasing him out of town. Quite the opposite. I was one of the last people in Chicago defending Derrick Rose for not playing in the 2013 playoffs. When everybody was saying, hey, like, everybody else is here. We got a shot. Like, we just got a first round upset. We beat Brooklyn. Now we're taking on the juggernaut Heat. D-Rose, you got to play. And I'm saying, no, he doesn't. And it was not a very popular opinion and a popular take at the time to say, hey, Derek knows what Derek's body is ready for and what it's not ready for. If he says he's not ready, he's not ready. Trust him. Quit acting like you're the expert. And let this young man breathe. For the love of God, let this young man breathe. And it's like we were all so quick to forget that a significant portion of this fan base in this city treated Derek like dirt at the end before he was traded. And yeah, time wounds all heals. Time heals all wounds, or at least mostly. But a lot of those wounds still leave scars. And whoever it is in the whole saga, whether it's Derek, the organization, the city, and the fans, there, I'm guessing, are still significant scars for a lot of people. But is now the time? Has it been enough healing time? As we are, as a fan base, saying, okay, who's the point guard? Is it Coby White? Is he not quite what we're looking for? Can we get Lonzo Ball? My guy Fred is now championing Mike Conley as the right idea for this offseason. Jordan and I were just talking about another brief but former Bull, Spencer Dinwiddie, on one of last week's episodes. Derrick Rose is an unrestricted free agent in 2021. Whenever the Knicks finalize their season, either being bounced out or as very unlikely NBA champions, when that season ends for the Knicks, Derrick Rose is hitting unrestricted free agency. So I'm just saying, because I saw this picture of Joakim and Derek on Instagram yesterday, my mind started turning. And I started thinking about, man, we're all this talk about point guards. We need a point guard. We need a point guard. We need a point guard. That Derek Rose talk, you know, will escalate at some point, connecting him to Chicago. Even if it's just various media outlets throwing the big what if out there, it's coming. The focus right now is Derek and Tibbs reunited and bringing the Knicks back to NBA relevance for the first time in decades as a four seed. So that's the focus right now. But I'm just looking a little ways down the road saying unrestricted free agent Derek Rose, Bulls need a point guard, not a lot of ideal options out there. Brace yourselves. Am I more open to the idea now than I was, say, a year ago or 2 years ago? Yeah. And not just because, like, I'm some bandwagon fan. It's like, oh, Derek's playing well. Derek's leading this Knicks team to the playoffs. Now, bring him home now. He's good. He's good again. Bring him home now. No. I'm talking about the amount of time that has passed. And I'm also talking about the fact that there is now a fresh everything in this organization. New management, a new coach, a coach who's well-liked, a coach who Joakim Noah, back-to-back champion under Billy Donovan, might turn to his brother Pooh and say, Derek, I think you and Billy Donovan could do some really good stuff together. And who knows, maybe Joakim comes back as a player slash assistant coach, but that's just a little extra part of the fantasy for me. So that's kind of where I am right now. I'm anticipating that his unrestricted free agency, the Bulls' need for a point guard, and all of this talk, years and years of history, and the story that it would be, Derek and the Bulls are going to be a thing this summer. Prepare yourselves. I'm starting to prepare myself. As I said, I am not all on board the bring Derek home this summer, but I dislike the idea less than I have in recent years for those reasons. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, if you ask me who I'm rooting for in these here 2021 NBA playoffs, and it sounds weird as hell to say, because I grew up hating them, go Knicks, baby. Go freaking Knicks. Now I need to go just scrub out my mouth with soap. I feel like I cursed in front of my mother. Okay, that's it. I know, kind of a random collection of thoughts on today's episode as we continue to react to the death of the Bulls season and start to look ahead. But all kinds of fun stuff going on in the NBA as we are just getting into the thick of these playoffs. I love NBA first round playoff time. Plus, you got baseball in full swing, hockey playoffs are going on, fucking PGA Championship Sunday, like, oh, springtime / early summer with the world of sports and Chicago. There's nothing better. Absolutely nothing better. All right. The reason I'm recording this on Sunday is because Monday, tomorrow, is my moving day. So moving day is going to be hectic and stressful. Wanted to get this episode out to you guys before that. Hopefully, Jordan and I will be back on the mics together for an episode on Tuesday to finish out the month of May and look forward to the Bulls offseason. So, for my partner, Jordan Malley, Matt Peck, saying thanks as always for listening and subscribing. Remember, wherever you get your podcasts, including Odyssey, also subscribe to that Locked On Bulls YouTube channel. Follow us. I'm at Bulls_Peck. He's at Jordan C. Malley. We are at Locked On Bulls. Thanks to today's sponsors once again, Headspace, Built Bar, and Indeed. See Red. Be good. Enjoy the NBA playoffs, and we'll talk to you in a couple of days. Peace out.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com.
Thanks a lot.